During a campaign stop in Charlottesville, Tim Kaine recalled the Republican treatment of former President Obama's nominee to the court and argued the Senate should wait until after the congressional elections this fall to vote on President Trump's choice. But he admitted that was unlikely to happen.
I've never known Mitch McConnell to let consistency trouble him. And so they're likely to name a nominee. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do and what I've encouraged my colleagues to do. I've said, first, let's do what they wouldn't do with Merrick Garland. They wouldn't even let him into their offices. All 49 of us should ask for a one-on-one meeting in our office and say, here's the concerns that I have. I want to look you in the eye and ask you about these questions. We should all do that.
Among the issues he intends to raise are whether the nominee would support a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy and whether a president can pardon himself or fire a special prosecutor. Kaine concedes Republicans have the votes to confirm anyone the White House wants, but based on earlier personnel matters, he noted Democrats have a role to play in the process.
We've stopped the administration from even nominating some people they were thinking about nominating, and even after some people have gotten confirmed, we've stayed on the backs of the Flynns, of the Bannons, of the Prices, of the Pruitts, and we've chased a lot of people out of their jobs because they weren't fit to hold the offices that they inhabit.
He also said Congress should assume its legal power to regulate trade and stop a war that could cost Virginia farmers millions of dollars. I'm Sandy Houseman.